If we are right, by the end of 2028, more of the world's intellectual capacity could reside inside of data centers than outside of them. This is an extraordinary statement to make, and of course we could be wrong, but I think it really bears serious consideration. A superintelligence, at some point on its development curve, would be capable of doing a better job being the CEO of a major company than any executive, certainly me, or doing better research than our best scientists. Some people want effective totalitarianism in exchange for a cure for cancer. I don't think we should accept that trade-off, nor do I think we need to. AI should extend individual human will. We'll probably need superintelligence to help us figure out the new governance mechanisms to ensure that this happens fairly at scale, and to avoid problems like extremely unbalanced compute access or something else. We need to start broadening how we think about safety to include societal resilience. No AI lab, no AI system can deliver a good future on their own. For an obvious example, there'll be extremely capable biomodels available open source that could help people create new pathogens. We need a society-wide approach about how we're going to defend against this. We don't yet know how to think about some superintelligence being aligned with dictators in totalitarian countries. We don't know how to think about countries using AI to fight new kinds of war with each other. We don't know how to think about when and whether countries are going to have to think about new forms of social contracts. But we think it's important to have more understanding and society-wide debate before we're all surprised. The vision that AI companies lay out fundamentally reduced to either unilateral control or decentralized power. Sharing control means accepting that some things are going to go wrong in exchange for not having one thing go mega wrong, cemented totalitarian control. This is a fundamental trade-off of democracy, and it is one that we believe in very strongly as the way to give everyone collective agency over the future. Of course, this is not to suggest that we won't need any regulation or safeguards. We obviously do urgently, like we have for other powerful technologies. In particular, we expect the world may need something like the IAEA for international coordination of AI, and especially for it to have the ability to rapidly respond to changing circumstances.